AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Today in Georgia, Vice President Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, dropped in on a high school band practice as the bus tour makes its way through the battleground state. It was just getting underway at the time. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance talked about the economy in visits to two other must-win states, Pennsylvania and Wisconsin.
We, the jury in the above-entitled case, having found the defendant, Robert Tellis, guilty of murder of the first degree.
A former Nevada politician's been sentenced to life in prison after being found guilty today of killing a journalist who wrote stories that were critical of his conduct in office. Robert Tellis says he was framed by a number of people. A Brazilian Supreme Court justice is threatening to shut down the local operations of X, formerly known as Twitter, unless owner Elon Musk appoints an in-county legal representative by tomorrow. This is ABC News. The Treasury Department's issued new regulations that make it harder for criminals to launder money by paying cash or residential real estate. Now, realtors and investment advisors will be required to report cash sales that were made by entities, trusts, and shell companies. Someone may be looking for a new job in Colorado after a retreat gone wrong.
Let's be honest. Isn't there somebody in your office who you'd like to leave behind on a mountain? Rescuers in Chaffee County, Colorado, say a group of about 15 workers run an office retreat while they were doing a mountain climb. One member of the office went off on his own to summit the mountain. The rest of the group went back down, and they picked up the trail markers as they went down. The man was stuck, disoriented. He had to spend the night on the mountain in a storm. He fell several times. He had injuries. But he was rescued once he was able to get a 911 call out and is recovering. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A question I get a lot from people at the beginning of their money journey is, how should I invest my money? Okay, time for some real talk. That's a great question, best asked after you've paid off any high interest debt. You know, making 7% per year in an index fund when you're paying 28% on a credit card, it just doesn't add up. So get rid of that high interest debt first, and then you'll be set to make investment choices that can really pay off. And pro tip, while I paid down my high interest debt in my 20s, I also made sure to put at least $1,000 away for emergencies, you know, like car breakdowns, so I could keep as out of debt as possible. And that was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube, or you can text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Experience. Dance to the rhythm of one beat. Live from Madison, Wisconsin. Cosmo Brown. Frequency. Weekly guests. Bringing you together in mad unity.
Unity. Unity. Unity.
Good evening and welcome to Mad Unity, the show that showcases electronic music here in Madison, Wisconsin. Tonight, we have a very special guest. Jay Hans is joining us. Can you hear me okay?
Not yet. Nope.
Okay. We're trying to figure out some issues here. But I want to remind everybody real quick while we get set up that the Mad Unity anniversary party is on Wednesday, September 11th of this year, in a couple weeks, from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. It is presented by 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, and DJ host will be broadcasting live from Ruby during that time. Myself, Cosmo Brown, Frequency, and Mycelial Flow. It is free. You can get your free tickets at madunity.com. You just send us your email, and you will be getting the ticket the night before. So anyway, without further ado, we're trying to figure out. I think I can hear you.
Yeah, we're all getting up.
Okay, I'm getting some weird feedback is the only thing.
Yeah, how about that?
Trying to figure out where that's coming from. But anyway, so you have been running around all over the place because it's a busy weekend for you, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We got a North Coast Music Festival coming up this weekend, so we're going to be doing the fire pit stage with my company, Submersive.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And you have a pretty deep history with your sound system and your production company here in the area.
Oh, yeah,
is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, so we started back in July 2022 was like when we initially debuted the system, actually at one of our underground festivals called Illuminate. So it's just been a crazy journey ever since then. We've been just doing a ton of shows, making connections, and just like trying to bring the high fidelity sound experience to the, you know, as many people as we can.
And yes, how so? North Coast is two days.
3 days. Three days. So it's like Friday through Sunday. So.
Nice. And you are going to be there the whole weekend.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yep. We're doing the fire pit stage. It's going to be a blast.
What are the artists that people can check out on that stage?
Oh man. To be honest, I haven't even looked at the lineup.
Yeah.
If I'm being real with
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
So
it's. I mean, I've seen the promos on Instagram and the socials and stuff. So it looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how are there still tickets available?
I believe that they're sold out of like their full weekend passes. I think you can still get a single day.
Yeah.
Not entirely sure on that. I know some people have been having like a hard time getting hold of like 3 day passes. So.
And how long has the festival been going on here in the? Up in this area?
As far as North Coast itself, I'm not sure. This would be our third year doing it with North Coast, though.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So you're also a DJ in your own right, and you're a sound engineer.
Yes,
sir. You're very heavily immersed in the culture. What are some of your favorite, you know, sets to play when you're playing out, and what are you going to play for us tonight?
Oh man, as far as favorite sets, I mean, it really just depends on like the crowd I'm playing for. I love bringing a diverse range of different genres whenever I'm playing music to be able to cater to whatever crowd I'm playing to.
Nice.
Tonight, I was just thinking about throwing some break beats. I thought it would be something
Sweet.
Fun and kind of whimsical to be able to like put on the air. So
awesome. Well, we're looking forward to it. This is Jay Han. On Mad Unity 92.7 FM WMDX. We are part of the Civic Media Radio Network. Just let me know when you're ready to go. I think the sound is working.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm all good to go.
All right, let's go. Once again, this is Jayvon, Jay Hunt, on Mad Unity. And remember to get your free tickets for our anniversary party on madunity.com. We'll be right back.
business. Business. Could you come in? 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 Business.
are listening to the sounds of Jehans on Mad Unity 92.7 FM WMDX.
Karate chop. Back, right. Back, right. Back, right.
want to thank my guest, Jay Hans, for bringing it tonight. Remember to check out the Void Sound System. And if you see him playing around, it's definitely worth going to groove to his sets. We will be having our anniversary party, Mad Unity anniversary party, September 18th at Ruby. Get your free tickets and all the info at madunity.com. And we're going to close out the hour with Mr. J Hans. Right. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. This has been hour one of Mad Unity. Stay through to the other side with sets from Frequency and Mycelial Flow on the second hour. Let's go. This has been the first hour of Mad Unity, 92.7 WMDX, a Civic Media station.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.